This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Burson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're that one person that we're talking about who can help us stop the totalitarian. So welcome to the show. As we always say on this radio show, it's one person transmitting information to another, to another, to another, till, you know, in 1 month you may have made contact with your information to 1 million people. Believe it or not, it can be done. So welcome to the show. There is, of course, it's just like any other news day, any other news hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's a very, very fast-moving news day. President Barack Hussein Obama is on his way to Dallas, Texas, and flying on Air Force One is Ted Cruz. Sort of seems appropriate that they would hitch a ride on, well, Air Force One. And he will be speaking to quite a large crowd, maybe 50, 60,000 down there in Dallas, Texas, to commemorate the lives of five officers who were slain last week in an attack that we're going to cover right now with Red Smith from the Shasta Lantern. And Red, I know this has been sort of a big ordeal. We've been talking on the phone off and on since the shooting on Thursday night, Thursday midnight, 1 o'clock, getting all the details that we possibly could. But what say you about the situation that you, as you see it now in Dallas, that they've got at least one person that they're considering, and maybe even more?
Well, I find it very unusual and hard to believe that there was a singular shooter in this incident, just considering the number of casualties, the accuracy of the shooting, the nature of where the shooting occurred, how it was set up. I'd be very surprised at the end of the day if this was an act of a lone gunman.
Well, you know, even the police chief, David Brown, says that they're not ruling out other gunmen. and they're not ruling out others involved. And it's clearly indicating that there must have been some other people involved, given the level of involvement that he had in various outside organizations like the New Black Panthers.
Yes, he the shooter that we do know, Mike Xavier Johnson, had ties to the Nation of Islam, the New Black Panther Party, several groups that are identified as black separatists and as racist hate groups. He had many connections to those sorts of individuals and organizations. There's some very serious questions about the nature in which this ambush occurred. We now know through research there was never a permit issued for this rally, and that the rally took kind of an unusual course, and the rally itself was led into the kill zone. They were there waiting for that to happen, so they knew the route that the rally was going to take beforehand, which shows pre-planning and coordination with somebody.
Well, and of course, the rally itself, you know, and I think I've spoken about this on the radio many times, was quite peaceful. And everybody said even the police were very, very appropriate during the entire rally. Didn't seem to be any kind of confrontations going on. And in fact, it was kind of interesting because all the people that participated, I think, to a person who was there, except for a few of the holdouts at the very end, were singing quite the praises of the police, because the police were actually protecting the protesters' right to their First Amendment, which is to protest, peacefully assemble. And
well,
they died doing so.
They absolutely were. They were protecting people that, to be mild, are not their biggest fans. And even during the shooting, the police officer's greatest concern was for the safety of the civilians present.
Yeah. And it was the police officers who were running towards the gunfire and trying to get the civilians, protesters, you know, away from the line of fire. I find it, like you said, it's, you know, again, we're not trying to scare people or anybody, anything like that. But, you know, as you go through the filters of the media, they seem to want to focus on one or two things. And, of course, the president and his people, his ilk, want to create a narrative. It's kind of interesting that Dallas is a city that has been associated with the new policing program, I think it's called. And this program has got a lot of some very good elements in it. And I know a lot of different police forces out there use the civilian angle of it by constantly making contact with your civilian population and so on. Which is always a good idea. I think any police force worth their merit is going to have that. But it doesn't seem like the feds are as involved in this particular situation in Dallas. It seems like the forensics of the FBI has been involved. But as far as these attack teams that go out from the department or the attorney general's office and also the FBI don't seem to be there. And they don't seem to be controlling the narrative as much as Dave Brown, the police chief, is.
No, it seems like the Dallas Police Department is very determined to keep this in-house and within their control, which is absolutely within their right to do so. And Texas as a state has a lot of capabilities that many other states don't have through their state police system, the Texas Rangers, things like that. They have a great deal of forensic and investigative capabilities that you don't find present in other states.
Yeah, and it seems to be paying off for them, and it seems that the feds have just kind of backed away from trying to assert any kind of narrative. And that's why I really do appreciate the fact that we're seeing a police chief step up, and he's controlling the narrative, and he's telling everybody what he thinks is going on. I think he's being honest with us and being square. Don't trust the federal government one iota. I think it's going to be very interesting to see. We're just prior to the president landing there in Dallas to see what kind of reception he's going to be getting, because he seems to have completely changed his narrative around Black Lives Matter.
Well, President Barack Obama is very much responsible for the creation, the enabling of Black Lives Matter. He's had the leaders at the White House to heap praise upon them and the things that they're doing and the sort of actions that they've been taking throughout the country. And, you know, so he in his own manner is up to his neck in this.
Yeah. And, you know, this is something that not just him, but Loretta Lynch, anybody that has anything to do with the legal system, with the federal government, they've been praising Black Lives Matter. And now he feels that Black Lives Matter, actually, I was reading on Drudge this morning, might be a threat to his federalization of the police forces of the states and communities.
Well, there is a very strong argument that Barack Obama has enabled many actions throughout this country that has worked in excessively hard manner to create racial divides in this country. This country has been separated along racial lines more than we have been in decades, and a lot of that work leads directly into the White House and Big O, Barack Hussein Obama. He has done more damage to this country along racial lines than almost anybody in the history of this country as one man. And there is a large amount of evidence that could be construed to believe that he has done this on purpose to increase the federalization of several agencies throughout the country, such as local police departments through the COPS program.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to kind of lay this out for people, because we covered this story extensively when the Pope was here, because that was a big initiative, the COPS program, to get that whole thing put into place and then get the approval and basically tie it in with local policing agencies with the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen, so we can have one worldwide police force. That's what they're trying to do. Stay with us anymore. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
2-1-1-0. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about the situation in Dallas. And we wanted to kind of give you an overview of the federalization of all police forces in the United States of America. This has been a plan by the Obama administration that they've been working on for like the last 7 years. And it's been a plan that's administratively and bureaucratically been ushered in quietly. Nobody knows about it. It's called the COPS program. They run around offering a lot of these police forces around the nation to medium to fairly large cities grant money so that they could be tied into the federal system. And the whole notion is that they could be federalized like at the snap of a finger. And you basically, it's kind of like Common Core. You basically give up your 10th Amendment right for education if you're a state so that you can at least apply for your Common Core Race to the Top grant program. And so is the COPS program, which is a policing program that's designed to be aided by the feds. And basically, you turn over your police force in your local community or city to the federal government at the president's whim. And in short, federalizing the policing agencies with the president. So they become your police chief. Isn't that nice? All from Washington, D.C. That's called a dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. So some of these programs have been actually pretty healthy and robust for police forces out there. Dallas has been involved in one of these police programs, and so are some of these struggling cities that have financial problems. They took the bite, and they bought into it, and of course now a lot of them really regret that they did. But this is what's going on in Dallas. They've got a good community program going on there, a community policing program, and that's been helping what's going on. But they have not turned over jurisdiction in any way, shape, or form to the feds, which, as you saw, really a lot of going on down there in Orlando, and you saw the mess that was made there by Loretta Lynch. Now, Red, how does this program impact? I mean, this is really a serious program for a dictator to set up shop, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's run directly through the Department of Justice. COPS is the Community-Oriented Policing Services of the U.S. Department of Justice, and its origins actually stretch back to the first term of Bill Clinton and his Cop on Every Corner initiative. It was a program originally designed by Bill Clinton to help meet the shortfall of certain departments where the federal government would cover the cost of salaries and equipment of 1 to 3 officers per police department that was struggling. It was a moderately funded program. It met with some success during the Clinton years and then kind of fell off and really dried up to a trickle in terms of funding. It was down to less than $1 million a year that was being handed out in grants. Now, when Barack Hussein Obama came to power, he revitalized the COPS program and changed its mission. Its funding is well north of $1 billion a year now, and they are granting a great number of these grants to police departments to hire police officers. The caveat being that is if you accept so much as a penny from the COPS program, your department is now under the direct command and control of the Department of Justice at a federal level. And not only that, most of them are embedding a DOJ official that has oversight of the department, the ability to prosecute, investigate, and override the police chief or the sheriff or whatever happens to be the case. It's a massive federalization of local police.
It's almost like you have a political officer on board, basically, for the president.
Yeah, it's almost like you have a commissar.
Right. So these programs, and I want to make it very clear, are being articulated with the federal program, with the federal programs, with the United Nations. And this is something that Loretta Lynch brought forward in a very, very a sneaky fashion. We brought it out here on Agenda 21 Radio because we were following it day by day, what they were doing. They put out the release that they were going to go into the Security Council, the UN Security Council, take this program forward for adoption with the UN Security Council. They did so on a telephone memorandum to people. It was very, very done. It was done very quietly in the dead of night, so to speak. And all of a sudden, Loretta Lynch appears in the United Nations saying, oh, yeah, we've got this community program, and we're more than happy to tie in our community programs with all of our police forces out there in the United States, with the United Nations, thus creating a one-world police force, which is what they've been trying to do. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is related to the United Nations in this one-world order policing force. I find it interesting, Red, that the president, up until just the other day, was bashing gun control and guns and excessive guns. Obviously, he's a little miffed because there's now blowback from the shooting that's coming his way. He doesn't like it, and he's trying to tell, sort of, I guess now criminalize, if you will, the Black Lives Matter group. And they seem to be interfering with his ability to enforce this one police state mentality that he is trying to do. And he's, I mean, it's just amazing that he feels offended by all this now.
Well, it is, especially considering his duplicity in helping Black Lives Matter operate, function, basically legitimizing them from the White House, and now they are interfering with his plans for federalization. And one of the things that's interested myself, and I know you too, Paul, is that in a lot of these cities that these mass occurrences of violence have happened, Dallas, Orlando, Ferguson, Baltimore, are in response to those police organizations accepting cops grants and coming under direct federal control, within a very short amount of time, there seems to be these catastrophic events of violence that the DOJ has their hands in directly.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's interesting. We've been following this, and of course, if you have not heard, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this in the other hour. We're now up to 64 mass murders by this president under his term. As of yesterday in Michigan, there were two bailiffs that were killed and also a prisoner that was killed in a courthouse. So, you know, he's owning 64 now. We had it up to 63 yesterday, and then yesterday afternoon we got this report. It's now 64 mass murders with this president. And it seems like, and again, it's so off the chart in terms of anybody else. Bill Clinton had 23 in 8 years. Ronald Reagan had 7 in 8 years. So it sort of gives you a perspective of what's been happening under this president. It seems like they're just looking for and hoping for the mass casualty event, one, to get the narrative about the guns out there. We've seen this starting all the way with the phony story about Sandy Hook. And now in Orlando, of course, it's all the guns' fault. And we don't even know the type of gun. They have never released, because this is one of these, in Orlando, it's where the federal government's had control of the narrative. We don't even know what the gun is, for sure. We've been told by our sources it's a Sig Sauer MCX, which is a brutal machine gun. But there's no talk about that. They're blaming it on an AR platform gun. Well, what's that mean? And, of course, here, was it SKX? Is that what it was? SKX? XKS?
An SKS, which is basically a 60-year-old Soviet bloc fabricated battle rifle. Without heavy modification, an SKS is junk. It's able to put a lot of rounds down range quickly, as fast as you can pull a trigger. Its accuracy, I wouldn't trust it past probably 150 yards. Its open sights are notoriously inaccurate. It's noted for its rapid but poor quality control. It's not exactly top of the line equipment. There are modifications for an SKS to turn it into a much more reliable platform, but for this individual in Dallas to have used an SKS with the deadly accuracy and capability that he did is kind of a once in a lifetime incident.
Yeah. And anyway, we're going to come back. We got the break coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about the weapon or weapons and the cast of characters that may have been involved in this shooting in Dallas, because it seems like there's more than one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking with Red Smith here about the shooting that went on down there in Dallas. And the president is about to land in Dallas, Texas, and participate in the memorial services that are taking place there in Dallas today. Be interesting because he has completely made a shift. The narrative has turned against him, especially as he has been so pervasive with the Black Lives Matter group, which is a racist, bigoted group. Just fits right in with his mentality as a racist, bigoted president that he is. And who has been they have been promoting hate. The Black Lives Matter group, which was responsible for the march in Dallas the other night, and also marches throughout the United States, has called for many, many times the killing of white police officers, which is exactly what the shooter the other night was doing, was calling for the killing of white police officers. And, you know, it was interesting, very refreshing, read that David Brown, the Dallas chief of police, came right out and said that. There was no mix-up in any language. He said exactly what was going on in that shooter's mind. I guess the bigger question is I listened and I watched the videotapes, I'm still not a believer that there was only a single shooter. I'm just not.
I'm not either. I go back to the number of rounds fired, the accuracy from the supposed weapons platform that was used, the ability to minimize civilian casualties. And this guy was former Army. He was an Army reservist. But by no means was this guy special forces or any extraordinary training. He was a carpenter in the Army.
Really?
He was a carpentry and masonry expert. He was a construction engineer. I'm not going to say that it's impossible for him to accomplish what happened, but I do believe it is highly unlikely. Where the shooting occurred, there are a great many very tall and very compact buildings that does give an echo effect to gunfire, things like that, that can be very confusing as to the direction that they're coming from, where they're coming from. But what strikes me is the marksmanship capability of what I believe to be multiple shooters in this incident.
Yeah, I just can't, listening to the rounds, I know the SKS is a bigger round than say, a .223, but, an SKS, and I've not shot one of those. I've never fired one of those. I've held them, and I can tell they're not, the best gun in the vault. You can see that. It's an older gun, like you say, and I've seen the modified ones that are out there. I don't know if this was modified or what, but this guy seemed to have been pretty accurate. Plus, the other aspect of this is that The people were reporting that night that this was clearly an ambush setup, an L-shaped ambush setup that was going on there.
It was, and the shooter had to have known the route that the rally was going to take. They were laying in wait for them. And as far as the SKS, it's a 7.62 by 3.9 round. Which is what they're using to say that the SKS was used in this is because it was a 7.62 bullet. Well, the 7.62 bullet is one of the most common rounds in the world. It's used by the AK-47 platform. It's used by the Dragunov sniper rifle platform. Here in America, we call it the 30 caliber, which is a 308 or a 30-06, or in British terms, it's a 303 Enfield. It's one of the most common rounds that there is. It's essentially a 30 caliber bullet. The other thing that kind of gives me pause is the rapidity of the officers being shot, how rapidly they were shot. An SKS has an attached magazine well underneath of it that holds 10 rounds. You can't even detach a magazine and reload. You actually have to hold the bolt open, lock it into place, feed a stripper clip into it, or disengage that well and load 10 rounds into it, and then basically reprime the rifle and ready it to fire. That takes amount of time. With the SKS platform, it's bulky. It's not the most efficient way to do business. So again, I have some very serious questions about not only the number of shooters, but the weapons platform that they're claiming was used solely in the shooting.
And the door is still wide open, according to their very own police chief, David Brown, that there may be other active shooters that they aren't aware of, and they're still investigating. That door is still wide open. But I think it's safe to believe. And again, with the connections, let's just focus on the one shooter. Let's say it was that one shooter. There's no way in the world he could have pulled this off without help from the outside, and that's where you get into the Nation of Islam, Black Lives Matters, New Black Panthers. There's a whole cast of characters behind this guy, just the single shooter.
Well, there is. It's undeniable that whether this was a lone gunman or something else, again, he had to know the direction that the rally would take. He was laying in wait. He wasn't following behind the rally. He wasn't, you know, staying ahead of it. He was in place and waiting for them to get into the kill box.
And they did. And they did. They got in the kill box. One of the things that that keeps coming up as I see this is, and I'm going to go back to this community organizing situation, the COPS program in itself, this nationalization of the police force. And I said this earlier, I think this president, because he was alluding to this right after you had the murder in Louisiana, the murder in, or the shooting by the police in Louisiana, the shooting in police by the in Minnesota, that this president seemed, you know, very recalcitrant. He said, you know, he was speaking in Poland, and he was condemning the United States of America. And at the very end of one of his little ditties, he said, well, there's other ways we can get around this, or something to that effect, which gave me a clue, and I know a lot of other people picked this up, Fox News and other people picked up his little statement, that maybe the next thing he's going to do was go after our guns in the Second Amendment. And I was thinking, what is the mechanism that he's going to do that with? Well, he has to use the police forces. And I think he gave it away here, that especially now with the shooting of the five, that this has been the plan, that we use this community organizing police force grant program to solidify the federalization of the police forces, and now we're going to come and get your guns. I think that's what he was trying to do.
I think there's a lot to that. I believe there was an expectation out of the Dallas shooting for there to be a large cry out of law enforcement to back gun control, to disarm the citizenry, things of that nature, and it didn't occur. The problem is at the end of the day, you have to look at people like Barack Obama and the globalists at the United Nations and Hillary Clinton, and you have to come to the realization that these people do not exist in a form of reality that is understood by the average common American. They are delusional. They live in a gilded birdcage. They don't compute. And they continually underestimate and miscalculate the response of the American people. They have been trying to divide and conquer and set us amongst ourselves so that we create the violence necessary for them to disarm us and take control of the country. But what we're starting to see is what American people have done since the Revolutionary War, is we are setting aside our differences and coming together for the greater good.
You know, I definitely see that going on right now in Dallas, and you could sense that in Dallas. You could definitely sense that in Dallas on Friday, because you had the Black Lives Matter people there. Now, you can say they're useful idiots or whatever, and I think they're just good people going out saying, let's put a stop to this, you know, for good whatever reasons. And again, you had your agitators, and of course, we can have another discussion about those guys, because I think those guys are the ones who led the march down into that L-shaped situation. But what I'm getting to is I think that these people overplayed their hand, and now there's pushback coming, and it's coming in a big way, and the president knows it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about what went on in Dallas and some things you might not know that were precursors to Dallas, and some things that administratively that this president has been trying to piece together. We've been covering this community-oriented policing program, which is a grant program that's been offered by this president. It's something that started with Bill Clinton way back in the day and was resurrected here just recently over the last several years with this president in trying to federalize our local county and state police forces and tie them all into one neat little package. This has been something that they've been trying to do. We saw a good example of this actually happening with a Lavoie Finicum murder, in which, what was it called there in the White House that Loretta Lynch and David Axelrod had set up? What was it called?
National Command Authority.
National Command Authority, in which they literally federalized the local county and state police in Oregon to orchestrate, along with the FBI, the murder of Lavoie Finicum, an ambush, an L-shaped ambush. Isn't that kind of interesting? Don't you just love the parallels there, in which it killed Lavoie Finicum and could have killed others. In fact, we were declaring at the time that they were sending in assassination crews to kill everybody at the Malheur. Luckily, it was just knock on wood, and thoughts are with the Finicum family. Lavoie Finicum was murdered. Now, this is something, there's no regard for law here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no posse comitatus. There's nothing. It was that they're looking at the Patriot Act. It was David Axelrod, it was Loretta Lynch, and President Barack Hussein Obama who put this operation together. We know that. And we're finding out the facts behind that now, which is scaring the holy heck out of these people. But, you know, this is a good example. See, the parallels here just really strike me, that it seems to me they were going to try an attempt in some way to do the same thing in Dallas, what they did up there in Oregon. And I hope you're following me here, because it was the same type of situation. They set up an ambush. They executed the ambush. Five police officers were killed. And was it the hope that this president could somehow stir enough emotion and get enough people fired up about gun control, going down that road again, where he could federalize the existing police forces that were out there? But the problem is, you had the Black Lives Matter people throwing up this big thing, Red, talking about how we want to kill white police officers. And the guy, the shooter himself, was declaring that, and that was being reported by the police.
It was. And again, I think at the end of the day, most of your average Black Lives Matter protesters are good people. They see the violence being committed. They see things that they believe are wrong and out of line, and they want to put a stop to it, understandably so. I believe that their anger and their action is being misguided by a very select few at the top that are attempting to direct this movement. But I also am seeing the beginnings of that to kind of come unraveled, too. In Dallas, just the other day, there was a Black Lives Matter protest that was marching that ran into counter-protesters and Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter and, when people were anticipating a large standoff or dust-up between the two groups, leaders of the group actually crossed the streets and began conversation and prayer with each other and came together as a unified group and said, you know, basically all lives matter. We're all in this together. It is a question of us against them, but they're beginning to identify the them correctly of mm-hmm. who is killing American citizens.
Well, and you, again, we hope more people listen to Agenda 21 Radio and Sovereign Minds to get this message out. I think the message is starting to resonate myself. I think more and more people are figuring out, wait a minute, there's just too many of these. And, you know,
well, go ahead. Again, you're seeing instances of this in a great many places. Last Friday, Snoop Dogg and several rappers mobilized Crips and Bloods both from Compton and marched upon the Los Angeles Police Department headquarters. You don't see this in the mainstream media. They're not talking about it, but they didn't march for confrontation. They didn't march. They marched for peace in their community. They marched to request the police reach out to the community and begin a dialogue to stop these things from happening. They reached out to their community and said, you got to remember that these policemen are human beings too, that under the uniform, these are human beings with families as well. And it wasn't confrontational. It wasn't anger. It was the hand of community being extended to bring those communities together. And it's starting to develop in a great many places. And that is directly anathema to the agenda of this president and a big problem for him.
That's why he was flipping the script. Gang parlance, for those of you that have never heard that term before, because gangsters love to flip the script. And we saw that with this president here since Friday, literally flipped the script. Oh, I love the police now. I mean, after all these years, Red, I mean, you can go back to Harvard, the Harvard professor.
Nobody buys it, though.
Nobody, that's it. Nobody's buying it. That's exactly right. Nobody's buying it. Trayvon Martin, Ferguson, you can go to Baltimore. Nobody's buying it. What's happening in Baltimore now with all those police officers are all being let go. You know, they're all beating the rap because it's just not there. But it was a crisis that could be managed. They have a cops program there in Baltimore, and, of course, that was just flooding in. Completely under the control. And if you watch the whole thing play out, ladies and gentlemen, like Red and I have done with all these, you see the command and control that was coming from Washington, the White House, right into Baltimore. Well, that was pretty clear.
Baltimore is a prime example of what was going on. You see the videos of the residents of Baltimore and people of influence in Baltimore that were making YouTube videos and Twitter and going, everybody wake up. These people are not our community members. They are not from here. They are not from Baltimore. And what essentially brought an end to the riots in Baltimore was not the police department. It
right.
was not the federal government. It was the gangbangers.
Right.
It was the street level gangsters that said, you're not coming into our community. You're not burning our stores. You're not attacking our people. You're not lighting our community on fire. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand the gangster mentality unless you've lived it, and that's exactly what was going on there. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, more Red Smith. Final comments, if you will, about what's going on with the cops program and the shooting in Dallas of five, well, very big heroes. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Ready with Red Smith, and we've been talking about the shooting in Dallas, a critique going on. It's an ongoing investigation. Red and I are pretty much firmed up in the belief that there's more than one shooter. Clearly, there's more than one person behind the actual shooter that his life was taken by an explosive device set in by the police. Red, your final thoughts on this. This has been really kind of, I think, a big shift that's going on, a paradigm shift within this country, saying, wait a minute, all these shootings, all these deaths, they seem to be contrived. There's too much insertion by the federal government. The federal government's jumped right in with trying to create the crisis and manage the crisis. We saw it in Baltimore. We've seen it in Ferguson. Now we're trying, we saw it in Orlando, terrible, terrible situation in Orlando. But it's not happening in Dallas because they're not letting go. Final thoughts.
Well, I agree with that. I think a great many people are waking up to what's going on in this country and looking around and going, hey, we are not better off than we were, 8 years ago. We are by far in the worst shape that we've been in almost 150 years. I think it's starting to scare a lot of people. I think there's a great many people that are good people that have a great deal of concern of where it's going, and they're starting to reach out against it, to each other, and finding ways to put a stop to it. If you look at the dynamic that our enemy has always looked at America, the British believe the colonies too divided to fight them. That during the Civil War is going to be the end of America, as many European nations believed. World War I, World War II, all of these different wars, our enemies counted and relied on the American people telling them tearing themselves apart because they looked at Americans and said, look at how divided they are. The Japanese themselves said the Americans will never get into World War II. They're too divided on the war. Yep. They're too divided as a people. But you give us a catalyst, you give us an incident, and every time the American people will set aside their differences
and they'll come together. Well, listen, Red, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio. And please give us your contact information real quick here.
You can reach the Shasta Lantern at ShastaLantern.net, or you can always get me at ShastaRed51@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Red Smith, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news. That's Agenda21Radio.news. And you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.